And I, again, would like to thank the commissioner and the folks from DRA for holding additional meetings from the very first one in Concord. I would echo what Senator Bradley has just said and others, that take the time and have one or two hearings in the Southern Tier where the majority of the nearly 43,000 LLCs are. It is only right to do that. I was going to talk about the Constitution, Article 23, but that has been brought up. If you want to get a little more information on it, there's an article in today's paper of the Union Leader on page one. I have been to and addressed the audience at three of the four public hearings. The one in Concord, there were somewhere around 300 people. The one in Plymouth, it was reported around 200 people. And this one I counted earlier, around 100. The one in the North Country in Berlin, I believe there were around 20 to 25. I hope, Commissioner, that you have taken back to Concord the concern that people have on this issue. As you indicated, most public hearings that you have at DRA only have a few folks that show up. I recall also another issue a few years ago, which was a DRA public hearings for the Assessing Standards Board, which you oversee. And it had to do with another tax, which I call a view tax. And there were as many as 400, over 400 at one of the hearings in the North Country. But unfortunately, the legislators looked the other way and never addressed that in the legislature, which I had a bill for them to act on. I have never seen as much publicity and as much outpouring at these public hearings as the view tax and then this LLC tax. The small businessmen and women of this state are crying out to you, to the elected officials, and particularly to the governor of the state of New Hampshire, Governor Lynch. They want you to start working with us and not against us. And this tax is working against us. It is not just the tax that is killing our small businessmen and women in this state. It is the laws, the rules, and the regulations along with the taxes that are killing our businesses, which is, and it's been said before here, is the backbone of our economy. This is not creating jobs, this is killing jobs. In 2009, just reported, 462 businesses, New Hampshire businesses, filed bankruptcy. Those that are still standing in this deep, deep recession that we're going through are getting slapped with a 5% LLC tax. This tax will do one of two things, in my opinion. It will either cause businesses to move out of state, and at Plymouth, there was an accountant from Nashua, and you recall, who is recommending his clients along the border to move over to Lowell, Mass, because the taxes will be cheaper. That's a sad state of affairs in the state of New Hampshire. And the second thing that businesses will do is they will just liquidate their LLCs. And that's also a sad situation because most of us went into the LLCs for the liability protection. What has happened to this state in the last 5 years is a real shame of what is happening. Instead of being proactive and trying to encourage businesses which again are the backbone of our state. We are doing everything to kill them. And this bill needs to be repealed. And I will fight with Senator Bradley and others to do just that. Thank you.
Thank you.